The Juneau patient was Search's first positive case of COVID-19 in its network. The Tribal Health Consortium says it's expanded testing across its network of hospitals and clinics in Southeast Alaska, and many of these places are isolated villages where Search is the only medical clinic in town. Search's medical director, Dr. Elliot Brohl, says testing has been accelerated, and it's a crucial way to track coronavirus as it moves within and between communities.
We really do want to identify where this is in our region, in our communities. And we're really pleased to see the number of tests that we're doing going up pretty dramatically in the last 2 days, and that's what we want.
But there's a piece missing from the public picture. How many tests have been run in each village and city? That's because so far, Search has been unwilling to release that data, even without names or genders of patients. Brohl says it's still a matter of patient privacy.
By providing specific numbers in specific communities, we have the potential to violate the privacy of patients, and we will allow the state to communicate with communities about positive results.
Search does provide this information to public health officials leading the state's response. Asked about this, Alaska's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, told reporters on Wednesday she's open to releasing community-specific data.
I think we've got enough of the test numbers now that just like we break down the cases, then we could put another column in there to show how many people have been tested and look at that as a percentage of population, because I think that is really important information. And so happy to take that back to our team to see if we can go ahead and action that. Thank you.
So people would know not just where positive cases are, but how many negative tests are produced. As of Friday afternoon, those figures haven't yet been provided. But people are wondering. On Thursday, the Petersburg Pilot newspaper published an editorial from publisher Ron Loesch. He says Search's claim that providing test numbers would violate patient privacy is, quote, highly unlikely. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.